You're listening to the Intuitive Souls Podcast. I am your host, Erica Russo, psychic medium and intuitive development coach. This show is all about giving you the conversations, tools, and wisdom you need to live life the intuitive way. Whether you are waking up, wanting to develop your intuition and connection to spirit, or wanting to live a more magical life, I got you covered. I give you grounded, practical, and insightful content that helps you wake up, level up, and connect with your soul. I'm excited you are here. Let's wake up together. Hey guys, welcome to the Intuitive Souls Podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. I'm really excited that you are here. If you are an OG, you keep coming back, you keep growing, listening, expanding, learning to trust your intuition, taking these conversations, these tools, these tips, these little nuggets of wisdom, and bringing them into your life to create a magical, intuitive, and intentional life for yourself, I fucking love you. Thank you for making this so easy for me. Thank you for making this just one of the best things about my week. In this week's episode, I got to connect with Helene Cicito from Handful of Stars. She is a palm reader, and she actually gave me a really great reading a couple weeks ago, and I knew that I had to have her on the podcast, and we just had the best conversation. We talked about all the things, so you're really in for a treat in today's episode. Now, I also want to let you guys know that I am hosting a weekend intensive mediumship development workshop. This will be on July 31st and August 1st from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it's going to be all on Zoom, so it will be in the comfort of your own home, and we're really just going to dive into the foundations of mediumship. We're going to do a lot of readings on one another. We're going to do different exercises that I kind of intuitively kind of created myself. I'm really excited about it because I have been a part of a lot of like 2-day, 3-day workshops, and I always come out of them just feeling a lot stronger in my connection and in my skills. And I'm so excited to be able to host that for anybody who is interested in developing their mediumship, learning to gain more evidence within their readings, and just really connecting to your soul. If you are interested, you can head on over to my website, ericarusso.co, to book your seat with this small container. I'm not going to go that crazy because it's my first time. So if you are interested in joining us that weekend, be sure to head on over and I'll be glad to see you there. So first and foremost, well, it's not really first and foremost. I already just did my spiel. This was such an incredible episode. I loved connecting with Helene, and be sure to follow her on Instagram. She is just a wonderful person. Like when you meet someone and you're just like, oh, I like your energy. That's exactly how it was when I first connected with her. So I hope you guys really enjoy today's episode. This was a long time coming, and I will see you guys around the internet or wherever. I love you guys. I'll talk to you soon. You guys, I am so excited for today's show. I have Helene Cicito on, a Handful of Stars. Now, I just got my palm read by her, and as usual, it was just spot on. I was like so shocked at some of the stuff that you picked up. So Helene, thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for just bringing palmistry back into the world.
Yeah, thank you. It has been missing for a minute, I feel, in terms of popularity in the spiritual community. We have all the astrology right now, all the tarot, all the Reiki, but yeah, when I know you're probably going to ask me in a minute, you know, how I found it, but I just had this question one day where I was like, where are the palm readers? Yeah. You know, because you know they're in like New Orleans, but that's like the only thing, right? Oh, let's go to to a square and get your palm read. But anywhere else, it's hard to, you know, you just don't see them. Except for those neon signs, you know, on the little houses and strip malls or whatever. But aside from that, that's kind of where they are, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I got my palm read. So I did a couple way back yonder, like before, like during my spiritual awakening, I had a tarot reading and she looked at my palms and, you know, she picked up stuff, but you don't realize how in-depth palmistry can go.
Right. Some people aren't doing, they're connecting to your hands in more of an energetic way, where I really do it in a very practical visual way, which then opens me up to more of my intuitive side, just like cards. You know, I'm using the visual of what I see, and then I'm opening up kind of in the background to see what comes through. But I had my first palm reading when I was a child at a fair, and my mom signed me up for it. And my hands are crazy. I have like a billion lines. And I just remember her being like, I'm gonna have to charge you more. I don't remember a single thing she said, but you know, I just think it's pretty cool that I had it when I was a kid. And then I did have one in New Orleans when I was kind of doing research about what is this. And it was very much, again, like more of a psychic reading than a visual looking at what was there.
Wow. I mean, I'm just so intrigued. Like, there's so many new forms of readings now between human design, gene keys, and
Yes. Oh my
everything.
gosh. I got so into gene keys and human design, but you know what? I feel like the messages are the same, which is so fascinating. I do readings all the time and people are like, somebody, I can't believe you just said that. You know, I just had a reading last week and the same thing came through and it's like, well, you know, you should look at
Right.
that.
It's a different language, but it's the same meaning. So you better like
Exactly.
listen. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
So I know we just spoke a little bit about your history with palmistry, but can you tell us like the backstory of how you started your business reading?
Yes, so I will try to nutshell it, but it was definitely a spiritual awakening situation that happened in 2017. My background is actually graphic design and art direction. I graduated from Savannah College of Art and Design, and from there, moved my career up through New York. I was an art director, assistant art director at Steve Madden and at Miller Publishers, and then I got pregnant when I was 35. And I didn't want to be in New York anymore. So I, you know, and that life is just really, it's really tough. So I moved back to Atlanta and was just full of fear of having a baby, the delivery and all that, which I, you know, in hindsight, think really worked against me because I had a pretty traumatic delivery. And I had postpartum for a solid year, probably some PTSD in there. And she was a colicky kid. You know, it was the whole, it was just not fun. So when I started coming through the postpartum and like coming out of that darkness, it was that full solar eclipse in 2017. And so it was it September or late August? That changed everything for me. I was sitting outside wearing the, like, you know, 3D looking glasses to watch the eclipse. And in the following like week, I just woke up. I, you know, it's long story short, I realized I didn't want to be with a man anymore. I had been daydreaming about raising my child with women. So I came out as queer, no backup plan. I was a stay-at-home mom, no career, didn't want to go back to my career. So I cashed out my 401k. It sounds very midlife crisis, but I call it my midlife correction.
I love that.
I cashed
Positive
out my
spin.
401k and bought this vintage camper that I found on eBay because I was really scared. I had always wanted like a stable home life and I had gotten that. And so I was in this place where it was like, what am I doing? Like, I'm not gonna have anywhere to live. So I got the camper basically because I was like, I want a backup plan. And also it was just beautiful. And I was like, this is mine. But I didn't know what I was gonna do with this camper. It just honestly, it sat in my driveway for like a year while I was going through it. And then I was getting my hair done with my best friend, and I was drinking wine and talking about what am I going to do? You know, just like the question everyone has when they, a lot of people, when they're getting a palm reading, they're a little lost. They want, you know, direction. And I was about to go to New Orleans, and I was also getting very into, you know, I realized this was like a spiritual awakening. And I was starting to get signs like crazy. And I was like, where are the palm readers? Because of my marketing background, kind of. I was like, I know there's a place for me in this world, and I don't know what it is. So my friend dared me to do palm readings at a pop-up party, at a Christmas pop-up party. And I basically had a week to learn how to do palm readings. So I was like studying, and the books are crazy and nerdy. And my design kind of came through, and I made a cheat sheet that was really meant for me to have a formula of what the heck I was doing, because it's a lot of information. So I designed this sheet where I would ink somebody's hand and print it, and then go through this formula and like nail the things that I had learned, right? Which were very much like the basics of the art visually. And people just loved it, because I really feel like the handprint added this like intimate angle to it, and I made it so that they understood it and could see it. And I kind of just rode that wave. And then I worked my camper into the business. I was like, okay, I'm going to do this in my camper now. But 3 months after I started doing the readings, I had this idea. I was like, has this been a book? You know, like, I just feel like that doesn't exist. So I kind of used some of my connections, and I simply just asked a question. Do you think this is a good idea? And again, just roller coaster, got a book deal. It came out, and I was like, okay, I am officially a palm reader, because like, there's a book coming out on palm reading, and you know, it all just kind of fell in. So yeah, that's the story.
That's incredible.
And I'm still just riding the wave. I do what I feel, I watch the momentum. If, you know, people stop coming, I will reevaluate. But this has been the most intuitive journey I've ever taken. And there's all kinds of risks, and there's not as much stability. But I'm telling you, it feels so much better to live in this lifestyle than to just kind of sacrifice my personality and my creative gifts to a company, you know, that doesn't appreciate it. Yeah. And I get to meet the most beautiful people. So
really your whole journey into palmistry has been so intuitively guided. It's insane.
Yeah. And so I, you know, looking back now, the astrology that happened during that solar eclipse, mm-hmm. what catapulted me into my destiny, because it was in Leo, like 29 degrees Leo, and my north node, my destiny is like 20 degrees Leo. So, wow. I mean, it all makes so much sense. I'm like, that's exactly, it just ripped me open to it. And I mean, I know that sounds it wasn't fun, you know, it was not fun.
Never fun.
And, but I would do it again, you know, yeah. And after coming through it and looking back, now, you know, when you're going, you know, I know when I'm going through something really dark, I'm like, it's the same thing. It's going to come through. Hang in there, you know.
It's really insane that you brought it back to 2017 because during the showers that you were talking about was when I realized I was a medium.
Yeah.
It was basically the same time I had my awakening.
Yeah.
And when I started meditating, prior to this, you know, the season starting, but it got crazy during that. And I was like, what is going on?
Yeah.
Why are these things coming to me and everything? And that's when I started developing.
Yeah. I think that that's kind of I put a post on Instagram about it, and some other people was like, that's when I got divorced. That's when this happened to me. And it's like, it's crazy. How do you not believe this stuff? You know?
Cause I was like, yeah, that's when basically all of this kind of happened for me. It was a spiral, and it wasn't. And I always tell people, I was like, I'm an accidental medium. I didn't go into this with the intention of doing this. It just happened, and I just rolled with it, and I just let it, I let it flow. You know what I mean? And when something feels good to me, I do it. And that's basically the same thing that happened with you with the palm reading.
Yeah. It just happened, and I went with it, you know, and it was uncomfortable, honestly, for a while, which I'm sure it was for you. Like, what, I'm a palm reader now? Like, what do I say to the guy I'm, you know, sitting up next to the airplane? You know, what do you do?
long story. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. We got a minute, so let's just do this.
Yeah, for sure. But this is like, that's just crazy. And it's, and I think that we also need to like take a moment to say like, yes, our businesses were very intuitively guided. They were very, just the whole, like you said, the whole wave, riding the wave. I'm still seeing where this is taking me.
Yeah, it, there's no like finish line. It's always right. It's all a journey. And I think that's really what that has taught me too. You know, all right. These people come looking specifically to palm readers for direction and purpose and all these things. And it's like, there's never going to be one moment mm-hmm. where you are in the exact perfect place and know that you know.
And then God comes down and says, this is what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
For the people
yeah.
you're supposed to meet. It doesn't, yeah. I think that we all just want the answers, but we don't understand, or we don't take a minute to realize that the journey is the answer.
Exactly. I'm reading, I just posted this on Instagram too. I'm reading this book, Man's Search for Meaning. Mm. And it flips the script on that. It's kind of like, you know, we're looking for, you know, you'll put meaning outside of you, but the meaning is more in how you react to the things that are happening, you know?
And so, oh my God. That sounds yeah. like a really good book.
It really is. I highly recommend it. It's life-changing, like yeah. The Alchemist, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just it. And I also want to say, like, for anybody who's listening to this, you're wanting to live more intuitively. You're wanting to ride the wave, like Helene says. You're wanting to listen to that inner niggle or the universe or whatever you want to call it that's coming through you. I need to take a moment to be like, sometimes living intuitively is scary as shit.
Oh, absolutely. Every day I'm like, what am I, you know, my parents they would prefer me have a more stable life. You know, like when I was an art director in New York, like that was what they wanted, but that wasn't meant for me. You know, I'm sure that is meant for other people, but and it's all, you work more like this, you know, like you don't stop working. It is like who you are and what you do. But it is truly beautiful.
It is. And yeah. It really is. And if you, I think that's just the thing. It's like, you know, there's times where my ego creeps up on me and I'm like, what am I doing?
So, and that's something else that I'm really big on. I get a lot of people that have this imposter syndrome, you know, they're like, I feel I want to do this. I have this idea, but who am I to do this? You know, last week I talked to this girl who was in that space of like, you know, I don't know what I'm doing, where I'm going, but I have this idea. I want to be a trauma-informed yoga instructor. And I'm like, how many people do you think tell me that? Like, honestly, I haven't heard somebody tell me that before. There is a reason you have that idea. And even if you only help two people, you know, how is that not a beautiful purpose in life? And if you're kind of in that space where you're like, who am I? You just have to throw something out into the universe, you know? If I wouldn't have asked, hey, do you think this palm reading book is a good idea? I don't know where I'd be right now, you know? So like, don't cut yourself off. It's not necessarily all up to you. You just have to put the breadcrumbs out and see what bites and like keep following, you know, the trail. That's all this is, which again, isn't easy, but
I feel like we're from like the same planet. Cause I always say that I'm like, you just have to follow the breadcrumbs.
Right. It's the breadcrumbs.
Yeah.
And also with readings are breadcrumbs. Sometimes I feel bad cause I'm like, I wish I could give you this perfect answer, you know, but it's a breadcrumb in there that it's whatever you're kind of left with that you explore, you know, it's your journey. Nobody can tell you exactly, you know, and I think with mediums too, they expect answers, you know, big answers. And it's not what it's about.
No, it isn't. And that's definitely, I think that just readers in general, whether it's Akashic Records, Human Design, mm-hmm. I think a lot of people go into readings for the answers. You know what I mean? They want solid, tangible answers as to what their next step is. And that's just not what readings are for.
Right. It's about more about awareness. And I think that readings open people up. It's like a moment where they can open up to being more spiritually awake and the inspiration there. And you know, it kind of gives you power to manifest in that space, you know, for people that don't necessarily do this for a living, you know?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And I also think that people often forget, because I mean, for me as a reader, life purpose. Oh my God. That's like the number one.
What is my purpose? Yes.
What is my purpose? What am I here to do? And I think that people oftentimes forget that we have free will.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And that's a huge thing for me in palmistry, because we, you know, they believe, or, you know, a lot of the older books, that your non-dominant hand is destiny or fate. And I'm like, no, it's not written in stone. You know,
yeah.
If you have the awareness, you can work with what comes, you know, or mm-hmm. is coming ish.
Yeah. That, yeah. Just like we talk about the non-dominant hand being like, you know, I don't even think you said that it was like, you didn't say,
I said potential, I think. Potential. That's what I like to say.
Used potential, right? And in my reading, guys, I was just blown away. She showed me that I have like the writer's cross or the writer's triangle. And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
The thing, it's the potential of it. I think that like, we all have so much potential within ourselves, and it's up to us to actually get up and get on the laptop and write it. Mm-hmm. It's the potential of it. I have the potential to write a book. I am writing a book, but ultimately it's up to me and my own decisions as how, when I'm going to write this.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way we have to see it. There's just, we have so much potential.
Right. And that's another reason palmistry is so important and special for me, is that it gives people validation like that. You're like, I want to write a book, but probably the imposter syndrome again. And I'm like, it's right there, you know? So I like to think that if people are in a spot where they're, you know, losing belief in themselves, that they can be like, oh, but that palm reader said, it's right here. I can see it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, what were some of the things that were crazy accurate for you when you began to learn about palmistry?
So my style is a little more practical. And when I started learning, I was very much like, I have to follow what's in the book. This is how you do it. You know, this is what everything means. And I learned very quickly that some of those things didn't feel so good to me, you know, the books from like the early 1900s have a lot of doom and gloom in them. Mm. So I really started just connecting to people and, again, intuitively putting my own interpretations and meanings kind of from research. But what is most accurate for me is timelines. There are timelines on our lines that go from birth to end of life, and where certain marks fall will show things that have happened to you, like events, or usually it's more challenging things or big life changes, or it can be more positive. There's some like opening, you know, mind opening marks and things like that. But I find that that is very cathartic for people to see. Most of the time it's past stuff, you know, mm-hmm. to see where, what they've been through and that they've gotten through and that it's part of them. So yes, timelines are kind of my thing. I don't really know any other, a lot of my palm reader friends don't subscribe to that, but it's what works to me. Mm-hmm. So that's in my book if anybody was interested. So there are marks called islands, which look like little circles on your lines. And that would mark a time of challenge on whichever line that's on. So yeah, I really try to break it down to make sense.
Yeah, I love that, because you, when we did my reading, you picked up like 15 or 16 years old for me. And that was a traumatic time for me. That was a huge thing. So when you picked that up on my timeline, that was just, yep, spot on. Yeah. Like absolutely spot on.
Yeah, a lot of childhood stuff comes up. And then, you know, things like what I went through with my daughter's delivery, you know, it shows where that changed my life on my hands. But again, you know, I know a lot of people are probably sitting there looking at their hands right now, and they might say, oh, I don't have one of those circles. Our hands show things in different ways. Some people have a lot more busy hands. Some people are a lot more simple. But another fun thing, because I'm super into astrology, is astrology does come through the hands. And I think I got yours right. Like there's an elemental shape to our hands, and then our lines have an elemental quality. So it'll align with, you know, fire, earth, air, water. And then most of the time it lines up with somebody's chart, which is so fun for me. Like, I don't think I'll ever get tired of that being accurate. I just want like a button to push and like ready to come down. I'm like, yes. So would fun.
You feel like, do you know how cool it would be to have like you and my friend Hannah, who's an astrologer, and then a human design reader, like all in the same room, just depicting one person?
Yeah. I would not want to be that person.
Yeah.
They're like, oh my gosh, you guys just know me, and I'm
right. Like that's a hot seat and a half.
Yeah, but, you know. It's like a roast.
Totally, but yeah, you. I mean, most people know that I am my top three are Aquarius, Libra, and Leo. Yeah. And you were like, you're definitely either it's more air, and I'm like,
yeah.
I'm super airy. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that, yeah, I love that. I love that. So what are some marks that are easy to find that mm-hmm. we might be able to see for ourselves?
So for your audience, I would definitely look for mystic crosses. So we have three major lines on our hand. The top one, usually, is the heart line. There's one kind of in the center, which is a headline. And then we have our lifeline that swings around our thumb pad. So if you have a strong X in between the top two lines, kind of in the upper center of your hand, if that makes sense, that's called a mystic cross. This could also be Googled, you know, if somebody's looking, because again, this is very visual. So yeah. Some people will have one strong mystic cross. Some people will have multiple, X's in there. Of course we do. So it's intuitive for psychic activity, right?
Yeah.
So, and again, it's different people's hands show things different ways. It's a whole like visual language. But that would be a mark of intuition or psychic abilities or just believing in this stuff. So I imagine a lot of people would have that. What else? So the writer's triangle, which I do see it sometimes, is a triangle at the end of the headline, which is in the center of the hand. So that is, again, something that can be looked up. But another thing that I think is pretty interesting is our fingerprints. There's a whole interpretation system for fingerprints, which can show, quote unquote, life purpose. It's a system developed by this guy, Richard Unger, but I really believe it's more like an alignment situation, you know, like it can tell you, you know, you have teaching abilities or creative abilities or that kind of thing. What else? Is there anything else I told you in your reading that would be an interesting mark? I feel like the mystic cross is usually pretty exciting for people.
You said something about like being a channel or the potential.
Yes, spirits.
Yeah.
Spirit guides. That's a good one. So spirit guides are underneath your first finger on the outer side of your hand. So there'll be horizontal lines over there, usually under your first finger. And they just mark kind of presences that you work with or who's there for you. But if any of those horizontal lines open up, like a sideways Y, then that is the mark of a medium. And that is something that I actually developed. I learned about the spirit guidelines. And then there was a day where I read three mediums and they all had that mark. And I was like, okay, what does this mean? You know, and that's a lot of how my journey has been. It's like, I'm kind of presented these problems to solve, you know, and like this, there's something here that I'm supposed to be learning. And so, you know, having that opening is literally an opening to channel. So again, it really helps people who might feel that's a calling, but are like scared or who am I, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, for sure. So is there any, if there's anyone listening that is interested in learning more about palmistry or any esoteric subject for that matter, what are three pieces of advice that you would give them?
I would always say do follow what feels right to you. You know, kind of like me learning from these books and some things just didn't feel right saying, like really listen to your intuition in that way. You don't have to do things necessarily in the way that's always been done. You know, there's a reason that you feel things and trust it. I would say, you know, sometimes when people go through awakenings or big journeys, spiritual journeys, I've been here, I had to learn the hard way. You get overwhelmed with signs and like, what does this mean? Why do I keep seeing this? Oh my gosh. And you can start feeling a little like neurotic or crazy, right? Mm-hmm. You are in control. You know, you can say out loud to the universe, I only want to see things, or I only want things presented to me in a way that is comfortable and easy. You know, that's like one of the biggest, best pieces of advice I've ever been given. And then I would say, you don't have to buy all the things, you know, it's so much about intention. When I first started opening up, I like went to the metaphysical store and I was like, give me all the crystals and give me all the candles and whatever. Like, it's really about intention. You can work with what you have. So yeah, I hope those are helpful.
Those are like, yeah, those are basically the things that I say.
Really?
Right. No, it's true. Because I think, you know, if you're listening to this podcast, you're most likely waking up, or you are on the path now and you're learning more and diving into your own growth and finding out who you truly are. And I always call it like the surface spirituality, where it's like you go to the beach and you put your feet in the water, and that's the crystals and mm-hmm. the manifestation and the law of attraction. But mm-hmm. where true transformation and true growth happens is in the undertow.
Yeah.
It's when you go into the water and you just submerge yourself and you surrender to the process. And and this is something that I've had to tell myself too. It's, you know, the candles, the intention candles, the herbs, the crystals, all of it, that's all external. We have right. to remember that. We don't need one particular crystal to do a certain thing. We don't need exactly. one particular candle. Everything is within us. Everything exactly. is within us. And when we get so frustrated, because you will, because I'm literally looking at 3 cases of books.
Oh yeah.
Spiritual, you know what I mean?
I love books.
I have your kit, actually. I'm looking yeah. at it right now, the handful of stars. But we can get so frustrated. Yeah. You know what I mean? There's so many podcasts and there's yeah. such great information out there. But when you find yourself, because you will, I'm psychic, mm-hmm. I know you will, frustrated. You know what I mean? Getting overworked and fatigued by the amount of knowledge that's out there. Just go within.
Right.
Just go within. That's all it takes. You right. know?
Absolutely. And also, I think fear, when people start dipping the toe, they get a little scared. What am I getting myself into? And even with readings and things like that, you know, sometimes people are very sensitive to hearing something that isn't all sunshine and rainbows, but you're in control. If you choose to focus on the fear from a reading, tarot reading, you know, something like that, or something you think is going to happen, or where you're going, that's what you're attracting. You know, again, mm-hmm. back to the law of attraction. It's pretty simple. Right. So, you know, integrate the information you get, remember it, but don't like jump into a fearful meaning or, because if you think about it longer, I know I find this for myself. I'll pull a card for myself and be like, oh, tower card, here we go. But then 3 days later, something will hit me and I'm like, oh, it was about this, or it was this symbol in the card I was supposed to look at. Not necessarily this whole, you know, meaning yeah. of like fire and catastrophe. Yeah. So just like sit with things and don't go to the fear response first.
Yeah. And that's so easy to do. I had to stop for a while pulling a tarot card.
Oh, me too. I take breaks all the time because you can really drive yourself crazy with any of this stuff. And that's okay. Sometimes you take space. Right. Yeah.
Like, yeah. And that's the best thing that I can say. And like with tarot, another thing is like, I think we have to remember that yes, the imagery can be quite scary sometimes with some of the cards, but at the end of the day, the tarot wasn't created out of a fear-based mentality. Mm-hmm. It was created for the human experience, and the human experience, we're going to have to deal with upheaval and mm-hmm. transformation and change and sometimes sudden impacts.
Yes. The fear of change. That is such a good point. And I think that's what a lot of people are afraid of. But change, what Sheryl Crow says, change can do you good, right?
Right. Exactly. Exactly. But this happened a couple months ago where I was like, let me pull a tarot card for the day. And it was the Tower. And I'm just sitting there like, well, shit.
For me, it's the Devil, actually. The Devil. I hate pulling the Devil. Like, I'm like, oh, here we are again. Shadowland.
Welcome to Shadowland, right?
Went with astrology too. I'm a little bit obsessed with Chani Nichols, and she has an app and a workshops that takes you through your week for your rising sign and tells you things that are going to happen. And so today I did it, and like Wednesday is a big day, and it's like Mars and Saturn and Leo and all this stuff. And I'm like, oh man, what's coming? But I'm trying to reframe and be like, okay, I have an awareness that something like this could occur. And now I can work with that in a way that I'm a little more informed and not just taken off guard, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that too, like, there's been times where I pulled a card and it wasn't necessarily like, I don't want to say good or bad, but it was one of those cards where you have to take a step back and be composed about it. Yeah. Like, okay, what does this mean? Like, I need to stay aware and alert and like outside of my ego self, because something's coming today where I need to be composed.
Yes. Yes. You know?
And I think that's just the thing. Like, but I used to get so crazy. Like, I've had people lose sleep over like pulling the Devil card.
Oh my gosh. It'll ruin a day if you let it.
Right.
So it's kind of like, I'm like, do I want to ruin my day? But also coming into the energy to a tarot reading with that energy, you're going to ruin your day. Right. You know, you really have to make sure you're in a place to receive and be open, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think too, you know, there were days like the perfect example, I pulled the tower card back in like November. And I'm like, you know, for the first couple hours of the day, I'm like, what's going to happen? I'm walking on eggshells. I'm waiting. I'm seeing what shit's going to hit the fan. And then that day comes and my husband comes home and he goes, well, my brother-in-law and my sister-in-law have COVID. Oh. And I was like, oh, thank God, that's it.
Yay, but not yay, but okay. Yeah. And a lot of times it's just in your, and that's the thing with astrology too. It might not be you. It's never what you think it's going to be.
Right. Ever.
It might be something in your sphere, but not necessarily you. Yeah.
Right. And that's just the thing. Sometimes it's not like a catastrophic event. Like I've seen it be, but sometimes it's as simple as like getting disturbed, you know, unwanted news.
Yes.
You know,
or it's in the world, you know, like there was so much happening, you know, I know we're still maybe hopefully phasing out of the pandemic, but there's a lot of messages that were coming through that was happening in politics, you know, not necessarily personal.
Right. Right. And I think too, like, that's a big thing is like when all of this was happening, like when it was really bad and people were in much more of a hysteria kind of mindset, you know, people were doing collective readings, like tarot readings. And I was like, don't do that.
Yeah. There was, it wasn't helpful.
Right.
Yes.
It's definitely not helpful because it's just not, we're already in the fear, you know what I mean? And you're picking up on the fear-based mentality of millions of people. So
the collective is not feeling so great. And that's propagating that. Like, what do you think you're going to pull? I stopped doing readings for the first like 4 or 5 months of the pandemic. I'd shut down, you know, I didn't know exactly how to handle that whole thing with, you know, I really like to provide inspiration, empowerment, and hope. And I was not necessarily, I didn't know what was going on myself. So I didn't really have that energy to put out, but
yeah,
I'm back. So
yeah. And I think that's another thing too, is like, as readers, as coaches or whatever, sometimes we do need to take a step back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, absolutely. Sometimes we have to do the work ourselves. And just like you said, like, I actually took a step back from doing readings because in this certain part of my journey, readings are just not a part of it. Mm-hmm. Will I come back to it? Probably, maybe. But mm-hmm. right now I'm focusing more on different things and it's okay. You know what I mean? I think that right. people need to remember that, because like, if the readings don't feel aligned with where you are, mm-hmm. it's okay to take a break.
Right. I had tried to take July off, but it didn't work out that way. But I feel great because and for a while, you know, it's not just me. There are other readers out there, of course, but I felt like a lot of people did want readings from me personally. But now I'm doing a certification course where I am training readers. They're picking it up so beautifully. And so I feel better about taking a step back, having, you know, these other people that I know that can step up and kind of take care of people in the same way I try to, which is basically just ethics, you know, like.
Love that.
Yeah.
Love that. Oh my God. This was like filled with so much wisdom.
I know, right? This is a lot.
Yeah.
This but was also like my favorite conversation ever. I love this.
Thank you. No, I was like, wow, we really touched on a lot.
Yeah, we went to the meaning of life.
What is life? What's our purpose? What are we doing here? What, yeah, like, why are we talking about this? For sure. Guys, be sure, if you are interested in booking a reading with Helene, you can head on over to your website, which is...
Yes, my website is handfulofstarsreadings.com. My Instagram is handfulofstars_readings. And I have a newsletter. And again, I'm teaching certification classes that have really just been beautiful through the Scarlet Sage. So yeah, Instagram's kind of my jam. That's where everything
awesome.
Is.
Awesome. And where can they buy your book?
Pretty much anywhere. It's bookshop is what I, you know, try to promote, because they do help independent bookstores. And I would say try to support the indies first, but it is on Amazon and Urban Outfitters and all that stuff. So
awesome. Okay. Helene, thank you so much for coming on. Be sure to check her out, and I will see you guys next week.